That pause, as it's called, that takes place in the first 6-9 months of the administration when they are trying to work out what are we going to do with Gorbachev, what's happening in the big picture. Did that do any harm? Did we miss opportunities? Or were we fortunate that during that period, lots of good things were happening in Eastern Europe, lots of risks that Gorbachev might have had, he finessed and got around. Should we be very critical of the president or his team for taking so long to reach their decision on the Soviet Union, or was it okay?
No, I don't think you should be critical of the president and his team. I mean, every new president and team don't want to just follow in the mold of those who went before, even if they are of their own party. And if it's another party, then it's even more dramatic. And so President Bush is a cautious individual. I think he did see the big picture, but he really wanted to make sure he understood it fully. One of the things I remember most vividly about the president is that when we had an issue to deal with, or we were debating something, or there was a little problem in front of us, he was always very thoughtful in thinking about it. And as I've written, I don't know if I wrote the book or not, but he would let us argue in front of him. And we were all old friends. We all worked with each other in different capacities. And so we knew each other. And this was really this was a gang of professional killer angels. I mean, we all knew each other. We knew what each one of us thought. We knew our strengths and weaknesses. And Bush would let us argue in front of him. I've even told a story that if I disagreed with Mr. Cheney about something, Dick would present the Defense Department position. This is what the Defense Department thinks. And then he would say, but Colin doesn't agree with everything. Colin, tell the president what you don't like. And I mean, that was very professional and mature. And the president would listen carefully, not necessarily taking a long time, but he would listen carefully. And then he'd be very, very decisive. And I really liked that, because he wanted to hear all the arguments, and he was internalizing it slowly like that. And he was internalizing it, kind of chewing his lower lip a little bit, and just sitting there, you know, kind of a slight, not hunched, but a slight tilt forward as he absorbed all of this. And only after we had kindly finished beating up each other and disagreeing with one another, only then would he start to ask questions.